Yes, today's big hard fact. It's exactly 206 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. Atiku Abubakar will be the PDP's flag bearer, but will he have the support of Nyesom Wike, who is arguably the PDP's most influential governor? Let's talk about that. Let's also talk about Yusuf Dati Baba Ahmed saying that Peter Obi can fix education and security. But first of all, let's talk about Atiku versus Wike. The PDP's post-primary palaver is still on. The party's board of trustees is stepping in to try and make peace between the winner, Atiku Abubakar, and the runner-up, Nyesom Wike. Wike is allegedly upset that Atiku chose Ifeanyi Okorah as his running mate. Yesterday, Wike hosted a meeting of his high-level supporters in the party. They included four sitting governors and seven ex-governors. Seyi Makinde of Oyo was there. Samuel Otom of Benue was there. Ifeanyi Wanyi of Enugu was there. Okezie Igbazu of Abia State was also there. He also had lots of National Assembly members and BOT members. He had Jerry Garner there. And he said this about the meeting. He said, quote, "We met together for the first time after the primaries of the PDP. We have frankly reviewed matters among ourselves. We want to confirm that we are solidly together as a group." It sounds like the Wike faction came together to test its togetherness and send a message to Atiku and the party. Now, we didn't get an official statement after the party, but Premium Times is quoting sources who reportedly attended, and they claim that the group is aligned on its grievances. The group reportedly has a problem with Atiku's decision-making. They believe that he and his close supporters have sidelined other party leaders and that they are picking themselves for future positions in government. The group also believes that current party positions are skewed towards the north. Also, we're getting reports that the group wants Atiku to commit to doing only one term, the so-called Mandela option. Now, some people will say that the PDP crisis seems to be mostly about the interest of PDP politicians themselves. It's not about ideology. It's about themselves. It's not about ideology. It's not about the general public. That's what some people will say. I wonder whether you agree. And along with that, I wonder if you think that this rift could hurt PDP's chances in 2023 at the presidential level if it is not resolved. Do you think that the Wike faction is big enough, popular enough, politically important enough to cost Atiku the election? Oh, yeah, my political heads and juggernauts. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, we're streaming live on Facebook. If you share your comments there, we'll take the comment live. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is David from Ibeshore Ade.
Welcome, David.
Yes, to answer your question, whether the move can cause Atiku
2023
in 2003.
Yes.
Big yes.
Okay.
Because I can remember the Southwest PDP 2. They have put forward their stand that the next president is supposed to come from the south.
Okay.
And all these things is against Atiku. The governors of the south too also said the same thing. So I don't know how you will be able to reconcile all these things and actually make it. That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your take. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Robert.
Robert, what do you think?
You see, I think this is a big positivity.
Robert, your line is not very clear. Your network is bad.
Okay, let me call back.
All right, thank you very much. I love his confidence that he'll be able to get through when he calls back. People should take tutorials from these regular callers. I don't know how they do it. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah.
Good evening.
Ken.
Hi, Ken. Welcome.
All right, you see, in politics, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
Okay.
So the wicked team, they're trying to negotiate their way with the Atiku team.
Okay.
And if Atiku doesn't give in to their demands or kind of have a compromise with them, it will be challenging for him.
Mm.
First of all, the southern part of Nigeria feel that Atiku's candidate is robbing them of the entitlement to be the president after 8 years of the North ruling.
Okay.
So if you look at the caliber of people in the Week 8 team, they can cause big problems for Atiku.
Right.
And their demands from a political angle is not unreasonable.
Okay.
Because if you support someone without having a concrete negotiation, Abom Zeribe said, you have to negotiate concrete terms, give and take.
Okay.
So they are trying to negotiate that with Atiku. And if Atiku feels that he can do without them, good luck to him.
But what do you think about those who say that this their crisis seems to be about personal interests of the politicians, not about the people or about some sort of ideology or anything of the sort?
Well, that's the sad reality of politics in this climate. It's more about the personal interest of the politicians that, first of all, they put on the table first before any other thing.
Right.
Because the good issues of good governance and all that,
right.
Nobody can be certain. Nobody, unless someone can promise to tie your road and you go there and feel that, okay, he has promised to tie our road and he gets into power and he does nothing.
Right.
So in this case now, they know that good governance and all that, all those are by the side. Is who gets what? Senate president, using ministerial position, 2027. They're negotiating.
Okay.
So it's just that Wike is being too brass about it. If not, what they are doing, nothing wrong.
Okay.
Wike has financed that party for a long time.
Right.
After 2015, everybody was the campaign. Wike stood, financed it, and he deserves to be taken into consideration.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Malik is on the line. Hi, Malik.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you, Malik.
You're such an advisor on Juju matters.
It already.
We don't talk about before. There's no agreement we go with Atiku that we stand. If he wins the election. So if I were Wike, I will leave the party and support somebody else.
Okay.
That I'm sure that will give us the winning ticket.
Okay.
That will win the election, that will win the election.
Okay.
Because if he's going to agree with Atiku today, and Atiku becomes the president, will he stand with agreement? He's the president, he owns every right to do whatever he wants to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if I were Wike, I will support one other party. You know that party now?
Okay.
And do everything possible. Let him win, why not that? They will not fall. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. If you just tuned in, hello to you. We're talking about the impasse between Wike and Atiku Abubakar. Their palaver is still on. The party's board of trustees is stepping in to try and make peace between the winner, Atiku Abubakar, the winner of the primaries, that is, and the runner-up, Newsom Wike. Wike is upset, allegedly, that Atiku chose Ifeanyi Okowa as his running mate. Yesterday, Wike hosted a meeting of his high-level supporters in the PDP. So you had four sitting governors there, including Seyi Makinde, Samuel Otom, Ifeanyi Ogwuanyi, Okezie Igbazo. He had seven ex-governors there in the room. He also had lots of National Assembly members, and he had Jerry Gana, their BOT member, present at that meeting. And he said about that meeting, "We met together for the first time after the primaries of the PDP. We have frankly reviewed matters among ourselves. We want to confirm that we are solidly together as a group." And I said that it sounds to me like the Wike faction came together to test their togetherness, to send a message to Atiku and the party. Now, like I mentioned when we started, we didn't get an official statement after the meeting, but I did say that Premium Times is quoting sources that attended the meeting. And Premium Times is claiming that the group is aligned on its grievances. The group reportedly has a problem with Atiku's decision making. The group allegedly believes that Atiku and his close supporters have sidelined other party leaders in the PDP, and they are allegedly picking themselves for future positions in the government. Premium Times is also reporting that their sources claim that the group also believes current party positions are skewed towards the north. There's an imbalance. We're also getting reports that the group wants to make Atiku commit to a Mandela option, a one-term option. Now, I was asking Ken what he thinks about those who say that this PDP crisis seems to mostly be about the politicians themselves, their own personal interests. It's not about you who's going to be voting for them or who they're hoping will vote for them. It's not about an ideology, you know, it's about their own personal pocket. And I asked him if he agreed, and he agreed. Do you agree? And do you think that this rift in the PDP could hurt their chances if they don't resolve it? Do you think that the Wike faction is big enough, popular enough, politically important enough to cost Atiku the election? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got Twitter as well. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM, so share your thoughts there. And also please share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Anigbe Odelai.
Welcome, Anigbe.
Going back to the reference when Atiku was president of Obasanjo, he said that if Nigeria is left on for Atiku to rule, he will sell the whole Nigeria. I mean, it's a money-conscious man. I haven't been a retired person from the custom officer. He has retired. Nigeria should count him off. It's not a material. So what they are quarreling for now is bag of money, not how to rule the masses. Anyway, he will not win. And if Nigeria win, we are the one that lost. We are the one who supported evil. That should not be. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The call screen is taking a call. I'm going to wait for her to be done with it. I guess the call did not pull through. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Okay. All right. That's my cue to try another call. 99.3. Hello.
Yes,
thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. My name is Samaga.
Samaga, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. I think the rift is not big enough to, you know, affect Atiku's presidential bid. You see, Wike is a party man,
okay.
You know, and Wike over the years has spent a lot of time, resources, and so many other things that we actually don't know about.
Okay.
Bottom line is that I don't see him fighting against his own party.
Okay.
So he has no other option than to support Atiku.
Okay.
It's almost like he's condemned to support Atiku, even though he doesn't like Atiku.
Okay.
He has no option. So they would eventually, you know, work it out themselves. It's a case of, you know, there's an Igbo proverb, Ewunda Atala Okurunda, meaning that the granny's goat has eaten the granny's okra.
Mm.
So both of them, they know how to, they can certainly, you know, out themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
After all, it's
to my own, you know, and credit, because I'll be obedient and useful next year.
Goodbye. We've got Faith on the line. Hi, Faith.
Hi. Good afternoon, Sandra. I'd like to respond to what you're saying, the topic on the ground.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand the reason why our leaders seem to think that there is a culture of when I put something forward, then you pay me back for it.
Mm.
At the end of the day, they're supposed to be working for the people. They're supposed to be working for the people. If somebody has put in a whole lot of effort into building the party, then it should be benefit of the people. You shouldn't be expecting any reward of any kind. Please, that's my contribution.
All right, Faith.
I hope they're listening.
Thank you very much, Faith. Faith might be coming at this from a very idealistic place. But Sule Lamido says, Nyesom Wike should stop whining and take his medicine. Oh, yeah. It all started with the interview where Atiku said that the selection committee did not choose Wike as his running mate. He said the committee gave him a short list of three names and he, Atiku, chose one. Wike says Atiku is lying. He also says Atiku is lying about making any attempt to reach out to him. That's where Sule Lamido comes in. Sule Lamido is a former governor. He was a former governor of Jigawa State. And he said, it's uncultured to call an elder a liar. He also said that Wike should learn to accept the party's decision, just like Oshimba Joe, Amechi, and Peter Odili did. He said, quote, let him learn from his former boss, Peter Odili. He will tell him a story that is so touching because I've never seen a person who was cheated on and who was so denied as Peter Odili. The man is so humble, so tolerant. I mean, he's everything good, end quote. Lamido seems to be referring to the 2007 presidential elections. I don't know how many of you were paying attention at that time, but Odili was one of the front runners for the PDP flag. But very close to the primary, they zoned it to the north unofficially. And Yar'Adua was presented as the favor candidate. You remember? Now, here you have Sule Lamido saying, on the one hand, that Odili was cheated. But on the other hand, he's saying that this is party culture. Wike should accept it, just like Odili. What do you think about that? If you are in the PDP listening to me, I want you to call me and tell me, is it true that your party do usually cheat people? Is cheating a part of your culture as a party? Are party members expected to accept being cheated as a sign of party loyalty? No be me talk amo, na Sule Lamido talk am. You see, you hear him for a mouth. One of the founding members of the PDP. One of the G36. Abi? Is he correct? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Hello. Good evening. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is John.
Hi, John. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm speaking as a bona fide PDP financial member of the party.
Okay.
You didn't finish the story how it happened in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
All the day after he was denied the presidential ticket,
mm-hmm.
he was also promised the vice presidential ticket.
Mm-hmm. True.
Just overnight, he was also denied.
True, true, true.
Based on party arrangements.
True, 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 true.
Jonathan had even won as the gubernatorial candidate of Bayelsa State.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the preference of the presidential candidate, who felt Odili was too powerful for him, he said he would prefer to run with Jonathan.
True, true, true.
And that was the party decision. It's at the prerogative of the presidential candidate because it's a joint ticket. If somebody is supposed to be the president of the country, you choose who you can work with.
Okay.
Wike, because of his disposition, he has even said it before now, that he cannot be a second fiddle. So why is he making an issue out of this? They shortlisted three people. Wike, Udom, and Okowa. For the presidential candidate to pick one. Mm-hmm. And he has made his choice. Why all this Ula Balu, why are these crises? If Wike has an agenda, he should make it open. He should be honorable enough to say it.
Do you think that his faction of your party could cost your party the election in 2023?
Definitely, because you are in the opposition. You are not in government.
Okay.
So you need all the unity now to be able to form government.
Okay.
So Wike should understand that.
But what do you think about him saying that Atiku has not reached out to him, anything that Atiku is
doing? No, let me tell you, Wike was a local government chairman when Atiku was the vice presidential candidate, was the vice president of this country.
Uh-huh, and so now he's an important person.
You see, there are ways and means you can reach out to an agreed party member.
Okay.
If you are trying to reach out by proxy, you want Atiku to go and prostrate to Wike, begging him?
Well, Obasanjo prostrated allegedly.
No. See, we should call a spade a spade.
I'm calling a spade a spade.
It was allegedly,
Obasanjo begged Atiku.
He begged, but this idea of prostrating, it was a thing.
Nobody is saying prostrating. Now you bring it.
So.
But Obasanjo Shah reached out to his vice president.
Atiku has been reaching out. Wike himself told us that Bukola Saraki flew to Germany or Spain that met with him. So Atiku might be doing this by proxy. Both of them traveled out of the country immediately after the primary. They are just back. So it should allow this process to get to that desired end. Rather than go on here and be the marketing department.
Okay.
So it's not doing well at all.
All right, John, thank you very much for calling. Now, before I take a few more of your thoughts, I have information from Chipper to share with you. Yes? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And for our final story on today's Road to 2023, Peter Obi's running mate says the Labour Party have the solution for security. But he didn't tell us what it is. So I'm going to play you an interview that Yusuf Dati Baba Ahmed just did. I'll play you his answers to questions on security and education. And then after that, I want to hear your thoughts on, what he said. Here we go.
In your own state of Kaduna, in the northwestern region of the country, bandits have taken over most of your forests. Those are some of the reports that we're getting. And in fact, towards further south, are the threat of these bandits and terrorists. We even visited Kuje Correctional Facility. Tonight, does the Peter Obi Dati ticket have a solution to insecurity in Nigeria?
We do.
And what is that?
My answer is that we do. Just take it. We do.
What solution do you have?
We do have the solution.
How would you fix it? Nigerians want to know.
We do have the solution. My good friend, please take it as that.
You don't want to divulge?
Better not to.
I mean, anyone that wins this election will have to tell Nigerians
I'd like to give you answers, but let me ask you this, which will be my answer. What is it in the past that Nigerians have not heard? What did APC not tell you? I don't want to call the name. What did Buhari not say about restoring security? What allegations of unsubstantiated did they not make? Are Nigerians not tired of hearing people talk and do the opposite? His Excellency Peter Obi and I are completely different mix of these kind of politicians. And that is why we're seeking that opportunity. When we get that opportunity, we will deliver. Talking, the importance of talking has been destroyed by the failure of this administration. I feel ashamed to talk because someone like, I don't want to say the name, someone like Buhari has talked and he failed. So I don't want to talk. I want to do, I want to act. And we have the solution. By God's grace, Nigeria will be safe and secure. I'm not talking because people talked carelessly, recklessly, didn't even know how to go about it. I'm not going to be one of those. Neither will Peter Obi be one of those.
But we anchor on the issue of education.
Yes.
It's disastrous that the state of education is here and the question is, because, Senator, some of us will query and question we will put question marks on the promises people are making this time around. We want to know just how people want to get it done, because people will make promises in this campaign. But Nigerians are now more discerning. They want to know just how it's going to be done. ASUU strike upon ASUU strike. 170 days since lecturers of the classrooms in public universities. What are we to expect from the Peter Obi Dati ticket?
The best of negotiations, realistic, practical, workable negotiations that are centered directly on the welfare of our lecturers. That is what to expect. Then we will immediately show the whole world, Nigerian public and the affected university communities, a clear, workable plan that will make them resume immediately. And we will also extract commitments that for the life of our administration, God willing, they are committed in as much as we are committed to zero strikes for the whole of that. So we will try as much as extract that commitment for a four-year period. The monies for your welfare, all your grievances. Here is a workable plan that we start from day one. That is it. Remember, labor by its nature is built on and around welfare of everyone, even beyond the classrooms. His Excellency Peter Obi is built on and around careful management of funds. Then me, outside my world of education, I am about procurement. The money we save from procurement is what we'll use to improve the welfare of labor, of all working class all across Nigeria, particularly teachers and security agencies. A good example I want to give you is that in a typical ministry, if you cut down the profit markup on their contracts by 20%, you can double the salaries of all those workers in the from top to bottom in that ministry. We are not holding back our hands, because we are of the opinion that the more we pay the police and all security agencies, the more we pay ourselves. The more we pay lecturers, the more we pay ourselves. It is money coming back. We want to buy back the loyalty of our security. We want to give back some measure of humanity into them.
Yusuf Dati Baba Ahmed there, the Labour Party running mate. Now, we're going to be analysing the words and promises of all the front-runner candidates here on Road to 2023. The more they talk, the more we can scrutinise them, which is why I keep saying it is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Read my... Well, you can read. Well, those of you who are watching can read my lips. Those who are listening, let me drag it again. It is unacceptable that any candidate running for president or vice president will refuse to give live interviews. Keep the pressure on them to come and talk to us. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What do you think about what Baba Ahmed had to say? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And WhatsApp is, well, that's the number I just gave out, right? We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon. My name is Colin.
Your name is? Oh. Hello. Looks like your network is terrible.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, your network is so bad. Give us a call back. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome, Chibike.
Sandra, I want to talk about the Iwuike saga.
Okay.
Sandra, yeah, let me just break it down in simple terms. You've been in Nigeria Info for long, and they now open a South Africa Info and half of the South Africa, Nigeria Info people move to South African Info, mm-hmm. and you are still in Nigeria Info.
Okay.
So 8 years later or 7 years later, South mm-hmm. Africa Info closed down. And you being there, you still receive the same pay in Nigeria Info.
Okay.
All the people that moved to South Africa Info now came back. They are not paying them more than you that has been there for 7 years. Would you be happy?
No.
So people should understand, after growing a party that people defected and went to another party. I love Peter Obi, but I don't think he has something for this. It's communist coming here. Because the Bible says, where you sow, you reap.
Okay.
You people that is, I heard what his running mate said. Where is he coming from? Is he not from PDP? One thing I understand about politics is, Wike is just one man in the whole of the politicians that I've seen that is very truthful.
Okay.
Atiku, somebody needs to shake him. Because after now, if Atiku lose, where will he go? He will run again and defect to APC. The things that he said, 2015, who is asking him? The things that Mama Tahaba Arun said about when he was supporting Atiku, when Atiku defected to the PDP. People don't watch those things. We always forget things as the elite, people that we always forget things. You go back, Wike is actually telling us the truth. And Fayoshe being tricked, those are the people that have been on the party. Thank you so much, Samuel. Well,
all right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3,
hello.
Hello,
thanks, Sandra. Thanks for me calling. Again, Florence.
Hi.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening. Your name is Florence?
Rollins, R-O-L-L-E-N-S, Rollins.
Okay. Are you a man or a woman?
Woman.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. You see, this combination of Obi and his running mate.
Yusuf, yes.
I listened to Obi a few times. I also listened to the tape you played now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these young men have said it all. For me,
okay.
They have said it all. And we cannot continue to say that because somebody camped from one party to the other, where were they coming from, this, that. What we want is a new Nigeria. You see, this country is a dilapidated mammy wagon. And we don't want to know about any party anymore. We don't want to know whether you are PDP, whether you are MPP, whether you are GDPP, ZZPP, or anything.
Okay.
I think it's time we focus on the individuals.
Okay.
Whatever differences that they have is not an issue.
Okay.
We focus on the individuals and what they can, you know, give or what they are pledging to give.
Okay.
Or probably even, okay, we've been trying all these ones. It's time now to try different people.
Okay.
When you talk about Wike and also Atiku, the issue and all that, you see, a lot of things are unprinted, and a lot of things are unwritten or unsaid.
True.
For the fact that three people were presented and Atiku picked Wike, I personally feel that Atiku might, from the precedences and antecedents of Wike, I feel that Atiku might feel that, man, if this guy becomes my vice, he will become my president because he's too active, he's too vocal, and then he will not probably take it when things want to go certain ways that he doesn't like. He will blow it up.
Right.
He will not be like probably Professor Chimanjo that will remain calm and all that.
Right.
And again, I also think that Atiku and Wike, there is the major problem that both of them are not talking. Because Atiku has not said a word. Wike has not said a word. People are just talking on their behalf. So it's like when a husband and wife quarrels, and then you come and you say you are settling them. You settle them, you go. Did they settle? They are the only ones that can settle because they are the only ones that know what's on ground.
Right.
That's my take.
All right.
But I pray that God, in his infinite mercy and grace, will give us a new Nigeria. Let us try the new men.
Okay.
We Obi and his running mate, and let's see if they fail. Mm-hmm. Well, the others that have failed, what did we do to them?
Okay. But, all right, Rawlings, thank you so much for calling. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah. I'm listening to that news interview, I think, sometime last week or last 2 weeks. Okay. And I believe what that man said when it comes to security.
Okay.
He said he's not going to say anything now. That is security.
Turn your radio off, then go ahead. Hey, help my life. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
So, he said he's not going to say anything on security now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there, they will know how to continue,
right,
which I believe him.
Right.
So, and I've had Obi too make his own interview for some time, and he also said things good. So, these two men, just like the madam that just called now said, let us try these two men.
Mm.
I believe in their spirit. Let's try them.
Mm.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Audu Karim.
Welcome, Audu. Audu? Oh, that's unfortunate. What happened there? Okay. Well, let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp. There's quite a bit. This one is from Sodiq Adetunji Adekola Adequate from Osapa, London. That's a lot of names. Sodiq says, Governor Wike should just support Atiku Jejeli for his career and life after tenure too. There's no cheating whatsoever in this game. No one sent him to use the state money on presidential election and lose. Atiku is avoiding the return payment of dollars that Wike spent on his self-lost ambition. If he decamps to other parties, that's the end of Wike. He will have to queue at the back row. Rotimi Amaechi is waiting for Wike to decamp and he can take over control of the state. All right, Sodiq Adetunji, thank you for your message. We've got Chief Udo who says, Sandra, the point Wike is now, it will do him well if he leaves PDP. Sule Lamido is telling him directly that they did it to his elder brother Peter Odili and they've done it to him, so he should calm down because it's not a new thing. That's too bad. And it's an insult to Southerners and to Rivers people. All right, Chifudo. Edwin Asuko says, Nwike stands to benefit from the PDP more than the PDP stands to benefit from him. He should just calm down and support his party. Atiku, on the other hand, should not take Nwike for granted, but reach out to him, for Nwike is a factor. All right. We, the obedient, are waiting for them. Let them win the election first. This one, they have started sharing positions. I don't understand. Godwing from Aja with that message there. Okay. John from VI says, looking at the current Nigeria concept of unprecedented high level of insecurity, hunger, and economic failure, I don't see PDP or APC coming close to winning 2023 elections. All right, Joy. John from Victoria Island. Here's a message. You didn't leave your name, or it's a really long message. Okay, fine. You say Wike is the one making this whole thing look like a big issue. Wike, Osinbajo, Amaechi, others contested primaries and lost. Nobody made it an issue except Wike. I don't see his so-called influence having negative impact on PDP. This feeling of entitlement needs to stop. Wike is pushing his luck too far. Neither PDP nor Atiku should succumb to his demands. If he wants to go to APC, let Wike go and leave PDP in peace. Why do we make demigods out of people? This is what we are doing. How do you suddenly want the vice presidential slot when you initially rejected it? Atiku should please reach out to Wike. Sandra, stop this, please. Age-wise, Atiku is not Wike's age mates. Wike should show some home training respect and go to Atiku if he wants issues resolved, except if he has other ulterior motives. It is disrespectful for Wike to sit and expect Atiku to come and visit him as a former president. Sandra, that is an insult. Stop defending abnormally. This is why things don't move forward, though. Because people don't like telling elders the truth. Yeah, you cannot. Sule Lamido has said, how can you call your elder a liar? If an elder lies, you call them a liar to their face. Yeah? If an elder messes up, the elder should come and apologize, kneel down and beg for forgiveness. It's because we don't have that culture of holding elders accountable. That's why we have egonified mediocrity, egonified anyhow behavior, egonified nonsense. But anyways, let's go to other messages here. Sandra of a Truth, Nyesom Wike is a critical factor in the PDP. and in today's Nigeria politics. However, given the manner of Atiku's emergence, Kweke and his followers can rock the boat, except something is done not to make it a zero-sum game. The nation cannot forget the role of Kweke and Fayose in PDP before the latter, more or less, became the odd man standing. This is not to say that the victory is sure for Atiku, with or without Kweke. Neither do I blame Atiku for choosing Okowa. Tony Anele with that message. Let me come back to the phone lines now. So many messages on WhatsApp. My God. All right, who can we talk to? You. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Yes, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chinyama.
Welcome.
Calling from Osogbo Street.
Welcome.
What I see in this is, he has spent a lot of money in this party. So, and his aim and his target is when he won the election, he will recover all the money.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
I'm on the detriment of the masses.
Okay.
That is what I'm seeing all this.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Chinaya. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Robert. I hope you can hear me clearly now.
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, when Obi left PDP to Labour Party, Otomi was the presidential candidate there. He stepped down for Obi. Obi did not pick Otomi. He pick that T Baba. Did you hear what is his name now? Otomi publish on newspaper and be chatting up at that. No. Wike is not bigger than the entire PDP in Nigeria.
Okay.
He only control River State.
Okay.
And from Niger Delta. Now other states that make up the Niger Delta. So Wike should not think that he's bigger than the whole PDP. You can see the interview that the running mate, Vice President to Peter Obi gave on Channel TV. I listened to it. Look at the respect, the honor, His Excellency. And this talking about promises, we reach Nigeria in 2 days. We are going to make naira, dollar, one naira. We have been listening to all these years. Where has it taken us to? We want security, all zero. My brother, my sister, rather. We want to try a new set of people.
Okay.
If I don't have anybody to vote for next year, I'm a PDP supporter, but I will vote for Obi.
Okay.
I'm not making coffee. I will vote for Obi. Okay. Obi is my candidate. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got just 1 minute before we have to take a break. And in that 1 minute, I think I'll take comments from social media. Here's this one that Hassan is in Canada. And Hassan says, I don't understand how Nigerian politicians play politics. Kweke is fighting for his own selfish interests, not for the people. He's even accusing the press, like Ruben Abate, of telling him that he can teach him how to practice journalism. Nobody owns PDP. It's left for Nigerians to decide wisely come 2023. This message here says, President Sandra Ezekwesili, in Nigerian party politics, convenience is all that matters. While party constitution or gentlemen agreement are thrown out of the window. Kweke is a politician. He should know better. He should pick himself up, dust his shoes, forget the past. And like I said, it's all about convenience and interest. Taiwo from Mowi with that comment. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's talk about a man who killed his sister-in-law and almost killed his brother as well because of land. My big question from 6:15, you and I will have that question, that conversation from 6:15 today. I will ask you why land matter always, heads in the direction of somebody dying. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.